Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Yes, we are really picking up steam. I'm Carrie Hines, and it is my forever honor to just to say thank you and for supporting the On The Way Radio Morning Show as we close in on thousands of hours of wonderful talk, great music, incredible guests, and the amazing advertisers and sponsors who support this broadcast. But most of all, each of you. And so I'm looking forward to the future. We're just getting started. We have many, 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 many new wonderful roads to take, great stories to tell, and a whole lot of folks that are just waiting to meet you. So if you have not, as you've been listening and hearing, please sign up for the incredible HRMember.com site, which is really our Hair Radio online community. So again, go to www.HRMember.com. So there's no S on the end, just HRMember.com. And if you are already a member, you'll see folks pop up faces from other members who are also already on the site. And if not, then it'll kind of indicate that you can register to sign up. Again, it's free. And we're so excited to welcome you to our Hair Radio online community. Again, I'm Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. after the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be aight. No, it's never going to be aight. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree, and I think it's trusting, Kerry, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, I just have to say, we have got to talk about today's 800th amazing broadcast celebration. It's been 800 shows as of today, December 16th of 2022. So I am super, super, super excited. This is fantastic. So what goes through your mind, guys? This is going to be a big, big show ahead today. We're super excited about all the folks who will be dropping in to wish as well. And our own talk throughout the broadcast. I'm super excited. But let's start with you, the Queen of the Mornings, my co-host, who kind of joined us mid-year.
Oh, yeah.
Only to just become the super queen of the morning, Miss Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. So what do you say, Nicole? What goes through your mind?
Just an amazing, amazing ride this has been just a mind-blowing experience. It's been a learning experience. It's been a just joining of family, and we have just come together and we have rolled through up to this 800th show, and it's just been wonderful. I just never thought that I would just be a part of an amazing team, and I just love just everybody that's on our team. It's just wonderful. We've had so many wonderful guests. I just thank our wonderful fans that tune in to us, that support us, that love us, and just thank you. Thank you so much.
Not to mention the incredible topics that we've been able to cover.
So true.
Yes, we've covered so much, Gary, and it's amazing. But it's critical and very important to the community, though, and that's definitely who we aim to touch.
Well, I think you've accomplished that.
Oh, yes.
I really do. Now, let's turn over to Michael Hopkins. Michael, what do you say? What goes through your mind? You've heard Nicole Marie. You've heard what I had to say. And it's an amazing day today. This is a big day for us. We're talking 800 episodes, live 3-hour each episodes that have been broadcasting for years. And then look at Vet Talk Radio. Michael Hopkins is the host of the Vet Talk Radio show, which airs Tuesdays mornings at 8:30 right here on our network. And you're in the midst of your second season. And you yourself have done almost probably about 100 shows of your own. So what, Michael Hopkins, what goes through your mind?
Well, you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, you know what really goes through my mind? The beginning of this journey. And I always think about it, and I'm so humbled and so appreciative that I was allowed to get on the train with you guys. That's the way I look at it. I could have gotten on any other train, but I got on this particular train. And this train is going places. And that's what I'm so grateful for being with you guys. This has been an amazing ride for me. You know, we started out sort of, kind of trying to sort it out with the vet talk and what are we going to be talking about and how does this work as opposed to that. And then it just started coming together. All of a sudden, we became a well-oiled machine, and the benefits or the just the excitement that I get is that I get to help other veterans just like me. And there's nothing like when I have veterans contact me and they thank me and they say, "I didn't know that," or "it was a great show." And it just those kinds of things go through my mind, because if it hadn't been for the format that we're on, a lot of the veterans wouldn't know a lot of things. And then it's made me grow also, too, as an individual. That's what I love about what we're doing. I love the teamwork. I love us being a family, and I just love what we're doing in the community also, too. Those are the things that I love about this whole format, this 800th show that we're on right now. I mean, it's just, wow. I just don't know what else to say. I'm speechless right now.
Well, no, you nailed it, Michael, and I appreciate that. Nicole Marie, I have to turn back to you on this. Who are some of the folks you'd like to thank for making this happen for us?
Well, definitely have to thank my husband and my children. They have been supportive since day one when it was Michael and the angels and we first started. And then as time went on, you know, more and more time was spent, you know, producing shows and just, you know, there's some time that's spent away from them, but they're okay with it because they're so happy about what I'm doing and so supportive about it that I definitely have to thank them. I also have to thank you, Carrie, for your support. Yes. Have to thank you for you just believing in me, believing in Michael and what we're doing, and just your mentorship. You're always pushing us to be our best, and we're just grateful, just so grateful. And then
forever
also
grateful.
Have to thank Katrina and Nur Jahan, who were the other angels. And before we even started, Carrie, we called ourselves the Fabulous Four Dream Team, and we're still that dream team. So just have to thank everybody that was involved on our team there. Thank the guests for being so gracious and so patient. I remember when I first became co-host, and you were moving me really fast, Carrie. And within a couple of days, Wayne Smith was on the show, and I was helping out with the interview.
Yes, and Wayne is a political dynamo, and that's like is a karate chop of the, you know, karate expert of the talkers.
Yes. Oh yes, and he was so gracious and so nice.
That was huge.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I learned quickly. Quickly.
Yeah.
And then to all of our fans, thank you to the fans for your love, for your support, for your kindness, and just tuning in and listening to us and being a part of our family as well. Thank you to all of you.
Absolutely.
So I'm just very grateful, very humble to be a part of this family and this team.
Well, we're happy to have you. And you've been just killing it. So you've been doing a great job. And just, you know, one of the reasons that I believe that we all kind of gelled on all of this is because you always had all of the qualities to literally be Queen of the Mornings. You had all the way around. You're number one. And that is what the fans hear each morning. So we're going to continue
that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Michael Hopkins, I would imagine you might want to thank the veterans. But are there some other folks that you might want to take a moment to acknowledge that they've helped to make this possible?
Well, you know, as Nicole said, you're like number one with you mentoring us, and you're pushing us to excellence and all that, Carrie. I mean, I have grown, Nicole Marie has grown from a year ago to where we are now. We have just grown, and we are at a point where this is like part of our lives, you know, and as Nicole said, my family also. And I have a rather large family with kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, all of that stuff. But they're very happy for me because, you know, I was in another career field for a very long time, and that was the career field they were used to me being in. And all of a sudden, when Daddy stops doing that career field and I'm kind of not – doing anything, and they get worried and they ask questions like that.
Kicking the tin can around the yard.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it. That's about it. And then all of a sudden, along came Carrie Hines, and I just asked him a simple question. What did he think about my idea? And what did he do? the next thing I know, he puts me as the host of a show, and I'm going, really, host show? Okay.
It took off from
there. And it was like, you know, Nicole Marie, for us, as working together, you, me, and the Angels, we were used to being in one realm. And then all of a sudden,
exactly,
we're in this new realm. And we had to get used to doing these things, production meetings and ideas and drawing out things and all that good stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm in the second season. You know, I'm hosting a show in the second season. And when I go into places, like I go to my veterans meetings and I have my shirt that says Vet Talk Radio, I mean, the guys, and they listen to the show. That's the part right there that just it brings a tear to my eyes, and it also brings, like being in the military, that pride that you're doing a job and you're doing your job, and people see that you're doing your job, and they're proud of you, and they explain it to you, and they tell you, man, that was a great show. That we're proud of you. You know, keep up the good work. I get those kind of messages all the time. It just makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, you know, as military people, we have to have a mission. That's what we're used to having. We're used to being given orders and being on a mission. And right now, me, Vet Talk Radio, veterans, assisting veterans, with the claim and the compensation process by educating them, that is my mission. And as long as I can do that, I don't care if I'm 90 years old, that is my mission. That's what I signed up for. And
well,
thanks to
this.
Mr. Cary Hines.
Thank you, Michael Hopkins.
Yes.
Thank you, Nicole Marie. Thank you to Blue and Keisha McAllister and so many folks who have passed through our doors over this time. It's been just an incredible journey, and we're just getting started. We appreciate all of the wonderful fans who tune in from coast to coast and literally around the world with all of our Hair Talk and products and entertainment and Hair Radio online community and our Vet Talk Radio and our host Chad and so much stuff and Girl Power. It's just, and not to mention, of course, our Candle Talk and so much more. And all the folks, like I said, who just kind of passed through our doors, we thank everybody for contributing their time and their energy.
Yes, thank you.
To what we're doing.
So
we
much.
Appreciate you. All right. So, folks, big show ahead. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here. We'll be we're going to be letting you have it this morning. All right. Much more to go. Stay with us.
As a Christian, Christmas is very special for me as we celebrate, you know, the birth of the Savior. So it's definitely all about family and just enjoying renewance and the fact that we get the chance to actually enjoy each other and celebrate and just, you know, celebrates God's graces. This is it. This is Christmas.
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man.
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, kiss the face of God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know? Ooh, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will never get.
Baby boy is Lord of all creation.
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will one day rule the nation?
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy,
heaven's perfect land, the sleeping child you're holding,
is the great I am?
Mary,
did you know?
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am
an endangered species. But I sing no victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. And I know.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Friday morning, December 16th of 2022. We are live. It's about 6:37 New York time, and we're so happy to have you guys with us. I see you all tuned in for this very special and auspicious day here at Hair Radio. So listen, I want to bring to the line some hair talk. You guys had a chance to meet her, just a tad, last week, and we want to kind of bring her back. She's going to be live. Now, she's up really early to help us celebrate the 800th episode today, and she comes to us all the way from the northern part of California. So she's 3 hours behind us, and her name is Keisha McAllister. Keisha, good morning to you, and happy 800th show.
Good morning, Carrie. Happy 800th show to you.
Yeah, I mean, for you, it's like show three.
No,
but
the chickens aren't eating up over here.
Well, listen, we are just thrilled to have you join us. And I wanted to do a little bit of hair talk this morning so we can kind of reintroduce you to the fans of the show, as well as talk a little bit about where we are and where we're going in the industry with regards to hair talk and all of that, and what you're looking forward to bringing to the table with your incredible location out there and everything that we're doing in hair and beauty. So, Keisha, we're gonna start right there. First, I want to just establish, so you're not in what we call Frisco in the airline business, but you're not in San Francisco. Where exactly on the West Coast are you?
Well, I am in a little place called Fairfield. I am in between San Francisco and Sacramento, yes.
Oh,
I'm on the way
right.
to either place.
Equidistant.
Equidistant, yes, that's right.
Yes. That's the word, okay. So I am loving this, yes. So I have to ask you, Keisha, what has it been like, you know, you coming on board and becoming familiar? You've heard even the folks this morning talk. So what would you like to say? Yes. Well, give us your thoughts this morning.
My thoughts this morning, I am super excited, and I want to say congratulations to you, Carrie, your 800th show. And
that's
your thousands of hours of radio time. I know that has been more than a notion, but the fact that you have taken it on has said more about the passion that you have for the industry and the fact that you want people to have good hair. That's real big.
Exactly.
That's real big.
You know,
so I am excited about hair care. I'm definitely excited about hair care.
Well, that just brings to mind exactly the perfect foray and lead-in to this because, you know, for African-American women, and this is the plight that I picked up the mantle as a man, a black man in New York City, to try to do my best to make a difference. You know, I've been doing the show for almost 30 years, the Hair Radio Show,
in one
version or another. And then 8 years ago, we turned it into this morning edition. So that's why we've got the 800 shows. Not 800 in my career. I've got a whole lot more than 800 shows and talk. We're just talking about this morning version that first aired back in January of 2015, just the morning version.
Wow.
But I had other versions that were on different stations and networks and all of that. So this is this success, and this is a very important thing with the hair talk. And why the Traction Alopecia Foundation is critical to what we're doing, the Carapi brand, my incredible natural hair products line, of course. These are things. What really disturbed me about all of this, now, again, I've been listening to folks and stylists come on. I've been listening to the clients and consumers for 30-plus years on hair talk and what's the problem, what's the number one problem. And this is what I decided to attack. And I've told you guys this story, and I really mean it. You know, I've had the organizations right on my show who are the alopecia organizations. I've had them over the years. The word alopecia got into the vernacular of the general public. We call it Gen Pub.
Yes, everyone knows this word now.
I've been talking about alopecia for 27 years. So, you know, the rest of the world is kind of just catching up. But what bothered me was that these organizations that were out there were talking about specific certain types of alopecia. There are many, many types of alopecia. Some of you I can barely pronounce. And all different types. And so here was the issue for African-American women. As far as I am concerned, as a black man, I saw that the very people who were on my show were talking about their alopecia organizations, but their alopecias that they were talking about did not include traction alopecia. Okay, and I want you guys to really get this. They did not, and they don't to this day.
Which is amazing. It's amazing. That doesn't make sense at all.
Doesn't make sense. And for African American women, the number one type of alopecia is traction alopecia. Now, can it be argued that it is also avoidable? Yes. And it's avoidable through education and information.
Yes. Yes.
That's why we created the Traction Alopecia Foundation. It's all about connecting us with education. So that's my thing. I have to tell you, Keisha, because it still bothers me that these organizations, and there are quite a few, and I know them personally. Who don't we know? I know them personally. And so it's been my plight. So when I connected with Keisha McAllister, I wanted Keisha to be the voice of the hair community for this broadcast. I have faith in you, Miss Keisha.
Well, I appreciate
it. And that message that we put out, I have a plan for everybody. Our show. In case you didn't hear the early part of the broadcast.
Yes, I did. I was listening.
But they will tell you. Yes. And this day is, you know, when you're going to get real talk. You're going to get real talk every day from me anyway. But on the 800th broadcast, you're really going to get real talk. You're going to get real talk. So I am definitely a worker bee. And I need this message to get out to folks. If you're thinking about working with us at Hair Radio in some kind of a capacity. We have meetings. We have production talk. We have a whole schedule. So if you're not used to working and this is new to you, I don't know if this is going to be the place for you.
Right. Don't jump on the train. Michael referred to it as a train. So don't even jump on the train.
It is a train. It is. And I always tell folks, and I live by this, either you will get on and help out the train, or you will literally be in the way of that train. And I don't want to tell you here in New York City what happens if you're in the way of a train.
You get run over. Any train.
Yeah, okay, I didn't want to say it, but thank you.
Well,
so
sure.
This is why it's so critical. And I think Michael and I said it the best. It's hair, beauty, and community. It's never been any different for us. It's never been any different. And yesterday's show was incredible. The reason that I bring it up is because Peggy Dodson was on, and she runs UBC TV, and we had two incredible ladies who are all about business, and they were both on from different aspects, but both in broadcasting and all of that. And Peggy said, you know, we are tired of celebrating folks you know, who we support. We support, meaning the black community supports, who hate us. So that, we're going to get more into that a little bit later in the show. Because the Queens of the Mornings will be out in just a bit, and Michael Hopkins.
They're in the makeup room.
We're going to say right now. They're in the makeup chair in the green room, and they'll be out and joining us in just a bit. But right now, I do want you to focus on the hair talk. So I'm going to ask you, what are some of the things you're looking forward to bringing to the show?
Well, I am looking forward to bringing the topic of hair care back to our community. Like you were saying, the traction alopecia is avoidable, and it's completely avoidable. And I remember a few years ago, they were making braiders get their licenses because braiders needed to understand, in some spaces, some states they were making braiders get licenses because braiders need to understand hair and hair care and how, you know, how what's tender on, around the scalp and things like that. So I'm looking forward to bringing back the topic of hair care. You and I had spoken about taking care of your hair at home. I'm also looking forward to, I'm looking forward to the projects and the purpose that you see in me. And I'm looking forward to helping bring that out. I'm also looking forward to working with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins Moore. I'm just looking forward to being a part of this community. I really am. I really am. And this 800th morning show says
everything,
but no, it's so huge. But I think it really does speak to your passion and the purpose of hair radio. The thing is, everybody has hair, at least for a little while. And then there's a loss for different reasons, throughout the journey of life. So I'm looking forward to definitely helping bring back the topic of hair care and educating our community.
I'm loving it. And most importantly for us, and Keisha McAllister is joining this incredible train. I love that whole train talk today. It's all about therapy. And this is a wonderful brand that emanated out of all of that, which just so officially, if today's your first day tuning in, you don't have a clue what we're talking about. Carapy is the brand. I created it, so it has my namesake, K-E-R-R, of course, for Carrie, and A-P-Y stands for hair therapy part. So that's where you kind of put it together. And the most important part for me was having something that was all natural, that had ingredients that were just going to be incredibly beneficial, particularly to our textures. But again, it's for all types. I've had folks just, you know, who are outside of our community call me, Carrie, I love your conditioner, please, because it's fortified. As you guys know, we have a lot of special fortification so that we specialize in hair growth. That's the side we're on with all of this. And we're, you know, we're going to be rolling out a whole bunch. And for fellas, I have my own beard, my wonderful beard oil that I use every day. And we're releasing a brand new line as well. Yeah. Well, I use all of my products, you know. So you you have to. You have to. Well, you have a point. But I'll tell you something. So I'm excited. Because, Keisha, what you'll also be helping us to spearhead is our therapy education. So all of our wonderful new, and I need to shout out, take a moment to acknowledge the people who signed up as affiliate members of our therapy brand, as well as my incredible distributors. I have distributors around the country who are doing just an amazing job. And they speak to me almost daily. Gary, we want more stuff. We need this. We need that. So, you know, I'm just grateful to everybody. You guys are helping us to do some incredible things out there with the hair. So I have to say, first of all, You're not going anywhere, Keisha. We're going to keep you right here. Now, we've got you throughout the show today. So let me just say this to our fans. If you would like to, well, first of all, to everybody who's listening, if you're in earshot of me right now, please feel free to just press one on your phone. We're going to be taking, we're going to keep the call-in lines open throughout the entire show, something I don't usually do all that much of. But we will. We're going to keep it open throughout the entire show. So if you'd like to say something, ask a question, make a comment, we are going to, and Keisha will be standing by to handle hair talk. So if you have a hair question, this is the place to do it. If you got a question about entrepreneurial talk, we're going to be getting into all of that. Folks want to know, how did I make it this far? That was my big question. How on earth did you make it this far? Literally, and I tell folks this all the time, in our community, you're not really a hairpreneur, you're a solopreneur. So
that's
you
true.
Talk about that train. I was the only one on that train for many years. And now I'm glad to see that the train has taken off and so many folks have come through to join me on this ride. So thank you for that.
That's great.
Okay.
That's great.
So good stuff. So listen, stand by. We're going to be right back. Take a short commercial break, and coming up in just a little bit, we've got our mid-show talk, and it's the 800th broadcast, so there's going to be lots of music. Now, yes, that's a lot. Now, if I have to play some songs, I want to kind of few things I just have to hear on my own. So I hope you guys will kind of indulge me today on our 800th broadcast. So we're we're celebrating, and we have thousands and thousands of hours of talk and so much more, and we are just getting started. And the next hour, we're going to be talking about what's ahead for 2023, and I've got a huge announcement that I have not shared. So that is coming up in the next half hour. You don't want to go anywhere. I just feel a little bit of the romance songs and all that, which we never do on this show. But here is Miss Mickey Howard. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes.
Good. Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general, and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Thank you, Angela. Well, listen, again, it's Friday, December 16th of 2022. It's mid-show, live talk mid-show, and we get into a whole bunch of wonderful updates and announcements and so much more during this part of the broadcast. We're all happy to be celebrating our live 800th broadcast today. It doesn't get much better than this. It really doesn't. So coming to the line, of course, you know, you heard from her earlier this morning with Michael, and now she's back to help me take care of some of the top topics that we'll be chatting about today. And the one and only, let me just get her on the line. You guys know who she is. If I had the round of applause, we'd play it right now. Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning. Good morning to you, GM.
Good morning and happy,
happy
mid-show. Happy Friday.
Happy 800th show celebration today, Carrie Hines.
Yes,
so
Nicole Maria.
This morning.
So excited. Yeah.
Yes. So exciting. This is an exciting time.
It is. Well, we and folks who are just tuning in, we had earlier on Keisha McAllister. She'll be back with some more hair talk throughout today's episode. So you don't want to, you know, stay tuned. And if you got some hair questions, we'll take them live. I got to say, Nicole Marie, this is great to have you. What are you thinking about now? We're mid-show on this journey today. And there's a lot of announcements we're about to get into that are new. But,
Carrie,
I do. Yeah, you go ahead, Nicole Marie. You take it over. Go right ahead.
My immediate thoughts are 2023 and where the show is going, the new production and new information that we will be bringing to our fans, the exciting announcements that you will be giving this morning, and just taking off and just continuing to do that we can to inform the community, to bring more hair, beauty, and just insight to our fans.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that. And we're going to, a little later, we're going to get Keisha McAllister back from California to join us on the air with a couple of our distributor talk. And a couple of distributors are going to talk a little bit about care. We're going to help and educate you guys at the same time if you're tuned in on what this brand is all about. So that's going to, we're going to be bringing
today.
That's me today.
Excited about Carapy.
Yes. Carapy, you know, let me just make sure folks know. If this is your first time hearing about the Carapy brand, you need to go to our website. We have a separate website all set up, all about Carapy. And that's www.carapy.com. That's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, carapy.com. And check it out. Check it out. It's really nice, and I'm real happy about that.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, so you can become an affiliate. It's free. You can become a distributor. We have different tranches where the little bit that you invest pays incredible dividends, and we'll talk a little bit about that in just a bit as well.
Awesome.
But first, though, okay, Nicole Marie, 800 episodes. And as I was saying a little while ago, folks say, how on earth did you do it? Well, one of the ways that I did it, probably the
You're
most important is, well, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate that. It's sticking with it, stick-itiveness.
Yes.
And that's why I played Mariah's song. Really. That's why I played Mariah's song today, Nicole Marie, because it meant something to me. It means something. To start something and to stay with it. And when you can barely rub two, you know, pennies together, two nickels together, and you just keep on going. And that every time I hear
never
that
give
song,
up.
It,
never give
it,
up.
Well, it does something to me every time I hear it, because it was such a tough time starting and getting started. Oh. It was such a tough time. So, and slowly I started to
move. You never gave up.
No, I definitely did not. And it was tough. And it was probably painful when you're attempting to do things for, like, you know, we've all done, tried to do things for people and they don't really see it at the time or appreciate it.
Right.
And it just breaks your heart. I couldn't get and like I said, it's real talk today, so I couldn't get the folks in our community to support at the time, and I couldn't get the folks out
definitely
of our
understand, Carrie.
That's all I'm
going to
say on that right now. But it really was a
very
challenge.
Hard for us to come together and support. And
well,
I don't understand
there
that.
Was something that, in addition to my mom's words, of course, that I live by, which are to stay strong always. That's always what she said. But additionally, I also learned a very important lesson, and it was kind of life-changing. It was a life-changing message, okay? And I really appreciated that. because, you know, it like I said, it was very challenging at first. You don't know what you're going to do. And I just made up my mind that this was the only way for me. And I just somehow kept praying and kept trying to stay focused on what I was doing. And the words that kind of resonated with me was that no matter what, you know, you got to kind of hone in on what you're doing, shut out the folks who are not supporting.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you really have to focus on what you're doing. And I'll tell you something, it has never failed. Since then, we've gone on to accomplish. There's so many things. Even like we're celebrating our 800th episode today. Well, I mean, there's a laundry list of celebrations for us, literally.
Oh, yes.
Just,
in
addition to the 800th episode on January 5th, and about a couple weeks from now, we'll be celebrating our eighth year of
eighth
this show.
Eight years. Yes.
Not to mention, we have so many other things. Upscale magazine that we started, the radio, that is. The magazine's been around for 30-something years. The radio network, upscalemagazineradio.com is what we were behind here. And they're celebrating their first year.
First year already.
So, yes, we've been inundated with working on our projects. Our book, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, is in its 10th anniversary season coming up. And it's been updated. So we're excited about that. It's out there on Amazon or if you want an autographed copy. Our therapy products, like I said, same thing. Therapy's been out there for a couple of years at this point. And we're happy with all of it. And it speaks to both the back bar folks. By back bar, we're talking about the professionals. You know who you are. All the folks who do the hair, who provide the services. We have professional sizes for you guys. And then for those of you who are experiencing hair loss, of course, we have the retail sizes that folks, you know, can order on a one-off situation or contact us. And we'll get you all set up on that. So I've got to say, more music today, lots of fun talk.
Yes.
We're going to try to keep it light here today. But, you know, you talk about what's coming up in 2023. There's a big focus on education in the hair industry. And I think we talked with Keisha a little bit about that. There's also going to be a big push. We've got new programming on the way.
We've got
commercials from people who have, you know, when we come back on our live next morning show, after we wrap today, we're off for 2 weeks, and we'll be returning on Wednesday, January 4th of 2023. So I just needed to say that.
2023.
Yes, 2023.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to be – it's going to be exciting. And I just want to also say – right? I think it's going to be amazing. So we've got new programs and new events. And I think it's time for that announcement.
Let's do it, Carrie.
We're talking. That's our new tagline, right?
We're talking.
Here's what we have to talk about. I'm taking a sip out of my I Love the Hair Radio morning. It's just I Love the Hair Radio Show mug, my beautiful coffee mug.
Yes, and I have my Girl Power mug right here also.
Yeah, we have a line of mugs, guys. Okay, people have been asking, when are you having the next live show, my big expose that we've had down there? You guys know that. And I put them off for a couple of years. The world knows why. I'm pleased to announce, for the very first time, I wish I had a drum roll right here because I'd put that on. we're coming out with our next live hair event. It's going to be in New York City. And this is a hair event, make no bones about it. But the shape of the hair event is going to be a little bit different. We're going to try to get some vendors in and all of that. But most importantly, I want to bring Hair Talk as part of that whole thing that we had Keisha on. Let me see if I can get Keisha in to just be a little bit part of this conversation. Keisha McAllister, you're back on mic with us, and Nicole Marie. It's you, me, and Nicole
Marie.
Good
morning, good morning. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Well, Keisha, now you're listening, so you have heard me mention about this live hair event. I wanted to bring everybody on board with it at the same time. All of our fans, like I said, you guys out there have been asking me. Folks just asked me yesterday.
They've been waiting.
Exactly. So this is something big, and I'm hoping, Keisha, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and see if we can get you from California to New York for this event. Yeah, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed. That's coming up on. Yes, and for you fans out there, save the date. Okay, and you want to know what that date is, and then I'm going to tell you all about the show. The date is Monday, February 27th of 2023. February 27th of 2023. That is the date that we will be having our show in New York City, beautiful Manhattan. Okay, so it's going to be lovely. What this is about, it's really something I've been wanting to do a long time, which is in part inspired by what I put together years ago called In the Blackness, which is a stage show. It's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of providing great hair talk live, stage presentations. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to network. We're having red carpet and a special, meet and greet. We'll be doing autograph signings, I'll be signing my bottles of my shampoo and conditioner, which I've done many times. Folks love it and have asked me to do it. We'll have our T-shirts, mugs, all that wonderful good stuff, our hair products.
Everything.
Great merchandise, yes.
Yes. Oh, awesome merch. Awesome. We call it merch, folks. Awesome merch.
Merch.
And Nicole Marie is going to be in the house.
Oh, yes, I am.
Nicole Marie is making
that
for me.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yes.
So
I am too, because it's a live version. It's like you're getting here radio right there where you can reach out and touch us.
Exactly.
It's going to be nice.
So
a great time. Yes.
Yes.
And educational.
Exactly. Now you're talking, Keisha, because what we're having are some breakout sessions for hair. And so the focus, because every time let me tell you guys firsthand, every time I go out, folks invite me to all their shows, and every time I hit the stage to talk to particularly, I'm talking to everybody, but particularly the women who are in the community out there, and I tell them the truth about a lot that's happening and what they're doing and what they're not doing. And my famous line is, you know who you are, as I'm looking at the audience, which is really true. And now what happens when I step off that stage, I have a long line of folks who want to hear everything. Yes, a line. Because we're not used to getting the hair talk straight. We're not.
Right,
true.
Right.
We're not.
True.
And this is something that we've been all about here. I only know one way to be, and that's straightforward with folks.
Straightforward.
Now, I might be a little bit on the nice side, but yes, I'm about as straightforward as you're going to get.
It's the best way to be.
The way to be, yeah.
I wish I could tell you, but this, I didn't even know I was straightforward. I had no idea. Some people was like, you're really straightforward. I had no idea.
Yes, you are, Carrie.
I swear to you, I had no idea. And that's really
no
the truth.
Gray
I'm
area.
Not even exaggerating.
You're straight to the point. Straight to the point.
Yes. But I
that's,
believe
but
I try
to be
polite. Thank you. I
oh,
try
you're
to
very
always
polite,
remember.
Carrie.
Thank you. That's important. And to treat people with respect. Right. And yeah. I try to do those things. So listen, guys, I'm loving having you guys on with us. What was that?
I said it's very important to speak the truth. We've had enough of the cover-up and, side talk. No, straight to the point. Let people know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're telling me right, Nicole especially, Marie.
Especially New York. Now, so I'm excited. So we got to get some music. You know what I would love to hear?
What's that,
of course,
Karen?
We always have. I'm going to
bring it this morning.
Okay, well, I'm going to try. Some upbeat music, but there is one song you guys are going to kill me about this. Because you mentioned it, I think you mentioned it yesterday about the fella, or I don't know if we were on air, because again, we talk about, I literally live here radio outside of the 3 hours, so we're always talking, all of us on the lines all day long.
Right.
We talked about this, and I have to tell you, Keisha, you might want to go back and play this, because we had a gentleman on earlier, talk about memories here at Hair Radio. We had a gentleman on earlier, and I just shared this recently with folks, but he was on talking about Mary Wilson, who was one of the Supreme teams with Diana Ross.
I remember.
Oh, okay. All right. Now you're talking. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, this fella, he tells a story. In fact, when he was on the show, I only had for 3 hours. Think about this, folks. For 3 hours, he was my only guest.
Wow.
3 hours. Okay, I really need this.
This has an incredible story.
He has a story in the
And it just kept you on the edge, wanting to know more.
It kept us on the edge. I could you not. What happened was that he was Mary's last known assistant in the world.
Right.
So now Mary was a big singer and like back in the day with the Supremes. Now, all these years, I always heard about Arrival with Diana Ross and all of this stuff. So when he was on with us, he used to go by, I can't tell you, I'm not going to tell you but so much, okay? You got to play it back or I'll make sure you hear. But he tells a story. And let me just say, it's very interesting. So so this song I want to get on is one that I love. It was a remix, and I literally play it all the time. So you guys have been indulging me this morning. It's only a few minutes. It's Mary Wilson singing. This was one of her it was mixed by one of the big-time club guys out there, club DJs, and I just love it. It's Mary's song called Red Hot, and we'll be right back. We got a lot to get into this morning, some more surprises. Oh yeah! So I don't know if you guys have heard this, but it's only a couple minutes. Keisha will be checking in with you in just a bit. Nicole Marie and Mike will be joining as well. Stay with us, folks.
women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Nina Simone said it best. You have to learn to get up from the table when love is no longer being served. When people stop treating you right, even if you love them, you've got to love yourself enough to remove yourself from unhealthy situations. Malcolm X said that which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. You have one job, which is to protect yourself so that you can fulfill your life purpose. Walking away from hurtful people is not punishing them. It's protecting you.
All of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out this radio show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Actually, I think I'll take it, Angela. It is Friday morning, December 16th, 2022. It's our show number 800. We're live at 7:31 New York time. And if you're on the East Coast, so it's about 7:31 in the morning. I want to bring to the line, of course, my incredible Nicole Marie, who helps me to hold the fort down here each morning out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Nicole Marie sits on the community board down in Mississippi. I just wanted to get that out, remind so hence the community part as well with Hair Radio. Michael hosts the Vet Talk radio show. We really do believe in community. And,
yes,
you know, earlier,
that's what it's
earlier
about.
Today, absolutely, Nicole Marie. We were on and we were talking about this. And Michael had said about the veterans and stuff, and he'll be on and, you know, he'll fill us in. But it just made me feel really good to know that you don't even realize, just the folks tuning in to the show, to his Vet Talk radio show each week, where right. We're helping with their claims and the compensation, we're putting money in, extra money in the pockets of these folks. And
yes.
They have no idea that they have little old Hair radio show to thank. And Michael Hopkins and Carrie Hines.
Michael Hopkins.
So,
it's a life changer, Carrie.
Life changing.
Life changer. Yes.
Yes. So, yes, we help the hair and beauty folks, and we're also helping a whole lot of other folks that you don't even know about.
Yes.
So, real good stuff. So, listen, let me get on. Well, listen, we're going to shift gears because mid-show also is all about Candle Talk. And each day, today's your first time tuning in on this 800th show, we have a very special lady joining us. And we're so happy that she's feeling up and well and better and bigger and better than ever. She's been with us for a while. And you guys heard her commercial on earlier from Divine Energy Candles, luxury line of candles. Again, divineenergycandles.com. I want to bring to the light. Now, she's out of, listen to this. Everybody's in, we got Keisha standing by out in California with all the hair talk throughout the show. We have so many folks who are tuned in from all over the country and outside of America. We'll talk about that. But even just right now, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Nicole Marie, you're in Water Valley, Mississippi. Right now, joining us, Blue. Blue is the CEO of Divine Energy Candles, and she's in Jacksonville, Florida. So we got folks, we sound like we're all sitting right around the scene. You guys sound like you're right in my studio, so it's incredible. Hello, Blue.
Good morning, Blue. Good morning, good morning.
Oh, we're going to have to check and see. I think we may have not woken her up just yet. Blue, are you down there in Jacksonville? Do we have to put out an APB? Okay, so I think, Blue, check your audio. And we'll check back in with Blue in just a moment and see what's going on. In the meanwhile, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. I want to bring to the line a quick shout-out. I don't know if we've talked about this gentleman on the show. I don't think we have. But, Nicole Marie, I want to introduce you. You've met Miss Adrian already. She did a shout-out on our show for about 5 seconds. Well, Mr. Charlie is our partner in business out there, and they're doing huge things. So I'm going to just bring Mr. Charlie on for a quick shout-out. We just promised to fit him in this morning on our 800th auspicious broadcast. Mr. Charlie, you're on with my co-host, Nicole Marie, and me, Kerry Hines. So welcome to the show.
Good.
Yes,
well, good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Good morning.
I am so pleased and so happy to meet you. And, of course, I've had an opportunity to speak with Kerry Hines on a couple of occasions. And I feel like he and I are already best buddies and pals.
I feel the same way, Mr. Charlie.
Well, I've actually been looking at, you know, your website, and actually yesterday, Adrian and I, we had the opportunity to just go through and play around with it. We went and looked at a lot of the T-shirts and the mugs and the things that we're already planning on purchasing.
And they're beautiful, by the
way. So they could be here before Christmas, right?
Yes, they really are.
Great gifts.
But anyway, just wanted to give a shout-out just for you guys having us on, and I just give you a quick intro of me, so you'll know exactly who I am just a little bit.
Yeah, tell everybody
a little
bit about this incredible business that you guys are doing.
Okay, well, first of all, I had an opportunity to meet with, well, first of all, I'm out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Been in Charlotte since, 1998, and I'm from the corporate world, and I retired several years ago. About 3 years ago, and when I retired, I knew then that I wasn't traditionally retiring. I was basically retiring just to kind of put myself in a position to live the life I wanted to live, and the life I want to live is to be able to serve others and do something for everybody else, because I felt like I hadn't done anything for myself. I just wanted to help others, right? And I had an opportunity to meet up with Adrian Hickey, and she was talking about this business regarding the hair care and beauty industry that she was like 42-year veteran in. And my experience on the corporate side was with I'm a subject matter expert when it comes to the personality file, better known as the DISC. D-I-S-C, the one with the lowercase I, that's how you know you got the real one. But what Adrian and I have decided to do, what Adrian had decided to do is, and rather than using a lot of words, is that he said, Charlie, you know what? I was inspired years ago by a lady by the name of Madam C.J. Walker. And she said, I saw what that one individual was able to do herself by getting involved and by bringing other people in the involvement with her and what she was able to do to that industry, the hair care and beauty industry. And she said that I feel like we've lost the industry. And she said, I think I got an opportunity and we got an opportunity to win it back, to get it back. We can rescue it. And that's exactly what we've been doing, is that we put together a program. We put together a platform that's putting us in a position to help those that are in the hair care and beauty and industry. And you'll hear a lot about stylists and barbers, because we feel like there is so much opportunity in that area for our community.
Exactly.
To be able to
now,
really
make Charlie a huge benefit. Mr. Charlie, I'm going to say, I think this is going to be wonderful. I'm going to have you to just stand by for a moment. We're going to keep you here because this is an important program. And I love what you are doing with Adrian Hickey with all of this. So let's talk more about this in just a moment, okay? I love
okay,
this. We're going to take
much.
A little bit of a break. Oh, no, no. We're not sending you off. We're just having
you
stand
I'm
by.
Still, hey, I'm still here until the teachers say class is over.
You got it, and we love that. Now, guys, I have to. We have a lot to talk about, Mr. Charlie Hughes, so I got to really feel you. This fella, he is just a ball of energy and just cracked me up to no end. So I'm so excited to have you on the show this morning. I really am. And I'll tell you something else about all of this. Well, you know what? Let's just get to our little break. We'll come back, and then we'll talk a little bit about the connection as well that we have right here on our show with Madam C.J. Walker, as you guys know. So stand by. We'll be right back. We got a lot more to get to this morning. I'm going to see if we can get Blue, check in with her, and we'll be right back. So stay with us. Stay with us, folks.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. Hi. I'm Kerry Hines. At Divine Energy, you can choose from a wide selection of candles in a variety of widths and heights, as well as a plethora of different scents. Floral Spring Fresh, if you can think of it, they've got it. And if they don't, they're more than happy to whip something up just for you. Not sure what you need? Call them at 904-658-2937. Again, it's 904-658-2937, and tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. They've got you covered.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter, and once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care.
We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right, folks, we are back live. It's Friday, December 16th of 2022. It's our show number 800. It's 800 today as we broadcast live. Yes, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and super excited after a cup of coffee or two. Let me bring back to the line Nicole Marie, my co-host, Queen of the Mornings, out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And I also want to bring to the line Michael Hip Hop Hopkins out of beautiful water. Hold it. Michael, you're in Spotsylvania.
Water Valley, Spotsylvania. Okay.
No, you're Michael Hopkins is in the state of Virginia. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. So let's get that clear. Nicole Marie is down in Water Valley, and I, Carrie Hines, am in New York. Okay, so first of all, Michael, and we're going to be chatting as we go into the next hour. We got a whole a third part of the show that we'll be kicking off in just a few minutes.
Right.
We're bringing back Mr. Charlie to the line. I'm trying to get Adrian Hickey on and Mr. Charlie Hughes. They are having their own business all about reaching out to the folks in the hair business, so you guys don't want to miss their message. We'll get them on in the next half hour, so a little after 8 this morning. We'll check back in with Mr. Charlie. So I cannot wait. I just appreciate these folks. Yeah, very smart. Don't think it for a moment. They're very, very smart folks. And I can't wait to introduce them, reintroduce them to you as well. Okay, so turning to Jacksonville, talk about different locations and all of that wonderful good stuff. You heard a commercial right here a moment ago. Again, the CEO, the proprietor of Divine Energy Candles, the one and only Blue. So, Blue, good morning to you. Good morning again.
Good morning,
again.
Blue.
Good morning, Blue.
Good morning,
Nicole.
Yes.
Good morning, Michael. Happy 800 show, guys.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Show. Congratulations.
800.
Yeah,
that's
800. That's ginormous.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is.
Now, do we have candle 800 today?
Oh, my God. I have candle 799. I have 799 and 800 today.
Awesome. I'm loving it.
Yes.
I don't know how you can top yesterday. I really don't.
Just let me know when I get through with this, honey. You let me know.
Okay. Well, this is fun. Now, you know what, Blue? Before you get started, let me just make sure that everybody understands what we're doing. Okay, mid-show, about 7:30 if you're on the East Coast, Blue comes in with her incredible Divine Energy Candle talk. Again, her website is divineenergycandles.com. You go there, she has a whole bunch of different scents and all of this, and she shares a lot of that. Each day she gives us a scent of the day mid-show. You know, and for me personally, I'm a candle guy. I have to just say I'm a candle guy. So I like to make sure my studio
my office space here, my workout room, I like to make sure they smell good. So I make sure I have a beautiful divine energy candle right here going. And so, Blue, you always share your sentiment every day and the scent of the day. So today's no exception. In fact, today is huge on our 800th broadcast. Blue, take it away.
Yes. Excited to hear this.
Okay. Well, for our 800th show, we have a little spiked vanilla eggnog. Again, spiked vanilla eggnog.
Okay. You outdid yourself, Blue.
Not just vanilla eggnog.
Okay. Yeah, because for many, the holiday season isn't complete without a splash of homemade spiked eggnog. And our vanilla eggnog fragrance does not hold back on the nog. Heavy on the amaretto and rum, the creamy scent has an added dash of vanilla, butter, and sugar for a rich and delicious gourmet fragrance. Yes, this candle has top notes of amaretto, the middle note of rum and vanilla, and the base note is your butter, sugar, cream, and spice. Yes, this is a delicious, your house will be smelling like eggnog. Everybody's going to be ready to have a nice little drinky drink.
I didn't think that you could outdo the gingerbread candle. I really didn't. I said, you know what? I think Blue has peaked here. I don't think she's going to be able to outdo the gingerbread candle. Well, Blue, you've outdone the gingerbread candle.
Yes, you have.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You can't go wrong with the
hungry
and
thirsty at the same time.
Who doesn't love eggnog? I know I do. And although I can't have the alcohol, I will enjoy it still just by itself.
Yeah, so I think all of us love it.
And I think that's why what you're saying resonates so much because, you know, we all know the smell of eggnog. We love some, you know, depending on how you have it, like Blue said, we love the effects of eggnog.
I can't forget that.
Now, you guys out there. Okay, now, you guys, there are some folks who love eggnog all year round. We're not going to call you out, but you know who you are. Okay, it's a Christmas. Right. But the candles they can enjoy all year. We'll say that.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's your candle.
Blue, I'm loving this. Now, let me also ask you, Blue, because you've been a part of this whole thing. When you came on board, did you know what you were going to be getting yourself into? You know, because the Hair Radio is a world here. We don't just, you know, folks, we don't just put you on. You become a part of what we're doing. So what was this experience like for you, Blue, the proprietor of Divine Energy Candles, luxury line candles?
The experience it's a learning experience. It's definitely a new genre and avenue for me that I can appreciate learning a different category and area to be broadcasting and getting my candles across to people all over the world. And it's really, really a special place because everyone is so welcoming and loving here. So you can't go wrong with Hair Radio. Not at all. They're patient. And I like it. So, yeah.
Wow. That's touching.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, we love you, Blue.
Yeah. We do.
Thank you so much.
You know, every time we add folks to this show, they bring something. They bring something to what we're doing. And I think it's God. I think he put, and I don't often get too spiritual on the show, but I do want to say this. Is that folks, they're just coming to us and bringing the best of themselves to what we're doing, and we're matching
that
energy.
Yeah, how about that?
It's nice to be someplace where you can be yourself and people don't change you, and they want you to be better.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They want you to be the best of yourself. You know, your best self, and that's important.
Yeah,
that's very important.
We push each other. We encourage each other.
Yeah,
yeah, to be our best.
We
and
most
that's
certainly
important.
Do. Oh, I'm loving this. Wow, you guys, I don't know what to say.
Just don't cry, Carrie. Don't cry, Carrie. No tears on your 800.
Exactly.
No tears on your 800, sir.
Yeah, no tears on the 800. But I will tell you, it has meant a lot. I look back at that first show on January 5th. It was a Monday morning. Back then, we used to be on Mondays live as well. Now we're on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 6 to 9. But back then, I used to do 5 days a week. And I have to tell you guys, if I was new to Blog Talk, I had no idea. It was very tough for me to learn Blog Talk because I came from a very different platform that I still use today, but not for the three-hour show. So I came from a very upscale platform. It was, pardon the upscale word, a different platform. Had nothing to do with Blog Talk is a beginning platform. So it really, and it was very challenging to learn. So that first show back on that January 5th morning, I had no idea what we were doing. And it was real tough. It was tough to get used to. And I remember the young lady, Carrie Hines, she and I have the same name. And she helped me to, she guided me a little bit and gave me some quick things. And but it was tough. You guys, that show's still out there. I never deleted those shows. All 800 shows are out there for public. You can enjoy. You can listen to me literally for years. You can play a show every day and enjoy. So, It's been quite a ride, and I just, you know, stick-to-itiveness. I didn't give up when the show didn't sound right. It was tough at first to try to work it all together, and I stayed with it. And
right.
Look, we have just some incredible folks like Blue who've come on, and Blue's been with us for a little while now, and
yes.
Doing an amazing job. Nicole Marie's been with us for a little while. Michael Hopkins been with us for a little while. And now we're welcoming Miss Keisha out. You guys heard her,
right.
Our new hair folks out in California. So it's been just an incredible journey. And we're just really getting started. We're getting started.
Yes, we are.
Now coming up,
coming
up in the next half hour, we're going to shift a little bit. We'll do a little bit of some industry talk with Mr. Charlie Hughes. I'm going to see if we can get Ms. Adrienne Hickey to join us. And so much going on today on the 800th. It sounds, I don't know, that show, that number sounds so, so very high. But, yes,
it's
the 800th. Yeah, that's a live broadcast number, 800 today. So let's keep things moving along a little bit. So you know what? Let's take a couple minutes. We're going to just, and we'll come right back. I want to get this on. This is a little bit of background on Madam C.J. Walker, because when we come back on the other side of this, we're going to have more with Mr. Charlie and Ms. Adrienne Hickey on why this connection with Madam Walker is so important and our personal connection with Ms. Madam C.J. Walker. So we'll talk a little bit more. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
One in a million. The history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door-to-door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp
scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the Black race, outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of Blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of Black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most Black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the Black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911,
exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established. Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982,
the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday morning, December 16th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines. It is so good to have you guys with us live on this very, very special, let me stop that. Okay, there we go. Special broadcast. First, folks have been just dropping by, so let me just take a quick caller into the line. And then we're going to get Mr. Charlie and Ms. Adrian on in just a bit. So first, caller, you're on with Carrie Hines, and this is our special 800th broadcast. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm Dr. Paul Dyer. I'm calling from Maryland, and I just want to say happy 800, Mr. Carrie Hines and the family. Congratulations.
Oh, Dr. Dyer, let me just tell you, this is a man who has just and has helped to contribute of late to our broadcast with his incredible knowledge and his own things out there. We're so proud. Thank you for saying that. We're proud of your work as well, and we appreciate that. And you helped to help us to get to the 800, so that means something. So thank you, Dr. Paul Dyer. So now we're going to have Dr. Dyer. I'm going to just make sure that folks know that as we move on into celebrating Dr. King's birthday next month and then on to Black History Month in February, we'll be checking in with you for some updates that we can share here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So you guys, if you don't know Dr. Dyer, you will. Okay, so that's all we're going to say. Dr. Dyer, thank you. Thank you out there. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys
okay.
Have a great show.
Got it. Awesome, sir. Thank you. All right. See, folks, we have the best. And Dr. Dyer has 4 PhDs, by the way, just so that you guys out there, it's something you should know. And like I said, he knocks it out of the box. Let me bring back Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie,
We got to get Michael Hopkins on. We want to, good morning again, guys. And this is our third hour spotlight. Yes.
Good morning.
I've already had some eggnog.
Good morning. How about that?
Hey, it's a celebration, Carrie.
Did Blue bring it or what?
Yes, he did.
She always does, though, Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
Blue's on it with those scents.
She is. Now, I'll tell you guys, first we're going to get on. We're going to get into some more hair talk. We're going to have two individuals. You guys heard from Mr. Charlie a little bit before the Madam Walker break. And now, I know these folks. You guys are getting to know them today. And and they've got a big announcement. And we're going to let them take it away. So first, I want to bring them both on. Let me welcome two individuals. First, she kind of appeared on our radar first. Of course, I'm going to say Adrienne Hickey. And we just love Miss Adrienne. She chimed in one day. Now, she's been listening to the broadcast in recent episodes. Adrienne, hello. You're on with our entire crew. So we've got Michael Hopkins and me, Tara Hines.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Charlie was on in just a moment. We're going to bring him back into the line in about 30 seconds. But first, I wanted to ask you, what have you heard? You've been listening in recent times to our broadcast. What do you want to say to everybody about Hair Radio?
I want to say thank you to you, Dr. Carrie, as I call you. Definitely a master at what you are doing, and it is so appreciated and so needed, and it's coming from such a genuine place. We are very grateful to have made the connection with you and for the ability to talk to Nicole Marie and her girl power. I want you to know we have a membership platform and a classroom with your name on it. And Michael, thank you for
That's
your service.
Awesome.
Thank you for all you're doing for the veterans. We do have a veteran hair manufacturer I definitely want to put you in touch with for the great things they're doing for the veterans to help them raise money for different causes. And so excited for Keisha McAllister and what she's bringing to Hair Radio and, you know, Traction Alopecia is close to my heart, you know. So we are looking forward to all
that's
going
to come.
Good morning to you, Keisha. And so we're just really grateful for the opportunity to be the difference we want to see in the community we should already own.
All right. Listen, you said it all. So we are just loving it. And Ms. Adrienne, I have to say, just kind of echo back to you this incredible sentiment, because you have been just awesome. And also supporting us and putting your money where your mouth is on this show and helping us to make a difference in the community. So you're doing the work.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
And yes, and from the moment that I first had the great pleasure to hear this man talk, and his personality is something that every time he opens up his mouth, I'm listening, okay? And it's a great, great joy. I'm going to talk again, bring back to the line Mr. Charlie Hughes. You guys heard from him right before we went to our break this morning. Mr. Charlie Hughes. The man with the plan.
Yes, I'm back, and I am so pleased to be able to be on a very special show, the 800th show, which I say is definitely a milestone. So thank you for having Adrienne and myself on your show this morning.
Oh, well, first, thank you. Appreciate it. And all of our fans, literally. And I better do this before I forget. We got to shout out the folks up at Samantha, who runs the Black Beauty Cultural Association, as well as Hair Radio Canada. So I want to make sure and get that on out there. Just thanking everybody for tuning in. All our folks down in Australia, I want to say hi to Catherine Catherine Rondebel down in Australia. I want to say hi to Mo Warren and up in Africa. He's in Nigeria. I want to shout out to Ebenezer in over in Ghana. So many folks that we know personally all around the world as well who tune in to the show. You can see them in our stats. And so doing a great thing. So hold it, Mr. Charlie. I want to get back to this Madam C.J. Walker talk. We ran the little education piece on Madam Walker because it's so important. And I feel a personal connection with, I think everybody in the hair business feels a connection with Madam Walker. I'm not alone on that one. I don't think so, okay? I think everybody, we all owe a certain gratitude to the incredible entrepreneur known as Madam C.J. Walker. And for me personally, it's incredible because I had a chance to work with Madam Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Alilia Bundles, who was at my show. And not only was she at my live hair event that was done in Atlantic City, but she was also right on the same show that you're on right now. So there you go. So we've been, and not just Alilia, I've had on the great legacy of Annie Malone, who Madam Walker learned from. Her folks have been on here. And what's left of her legacy, we've had those people on. This is the place. This is the central spot. When we say
yes,
you haven't made it until you made it to Hair Radio, that's true.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is where the industry comes together.
Yes. Love it.
So
it's quite interesting. Such a connection.
Yeah. So now I want to go back. Adrian, Mr. Charlie, whichever you guys want to take it, tell us a little bit more. Remind us the name of your incredible company. And again, Adrian, I know you were talking about it just a moment ago. Give us some more wonderful, juicy stuff on this incredible announcement today. I think everybody is just curious. What are you guys going to say? So I'm going to just sit back. I'm going to let you take it away, guys. Now, Mr. Charlie Hughes and Adrian Hickey, my very special guests, our special guests this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, guys, the moment we've been waiting for.
Thank you for this opportunity.
And I think that Adrian is the person that can probably plant the seed for I Am Beauty better than anybody, because I have heard her and her pitch time and time again, and she's the one that introduced me to the late Miss C.J.
Exactly.
Walker. So, Adrian, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you kick it off.
Adrian, you've got the mic.
Well, absolutely. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. So iambeauty.com, that's I-dash, as the young folks say. Miss Adrian, it's not a hyphen, it's a dash. .com is a all-digital educational and business platform upgrading the processes in the salon with technology. So our key thought is we can teach how to create multiple streams of income while they are in the salon by using the processes and systems and leveraging what the wealthy do when they go from being a small business owner to the CEO of their own beauty empire. And we do that by teaching four core principles: personal development, entrepreneurship, wealth building, and retirement. And within those four core principles, we have pulled together 11 subject matter experts that make their living from what they are teaching. And they are on the platform to lead and guide. So together, what Charlie and I have put together is a one-stop shop for hairstylists and barbers, manufacturers, booth renters, W-2 workers, beauty supply store owners. They can come to one platform and meet an expert, get an answer to a question, create a plan, and then digitalize it. And we're very grateful. And we do want to give a shout out to Sam Enon from BOPSA, that's Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, for connecting us to Carrie and this fine organization. Charlie?
Thank you. Thank you for that, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, Sam, Sam introduces a lot of folks to the Hair Radio Morning Show platform and vice versa. I myself am a member of BOPSA, and our broadcast is a part of BOPSA, and I've created a BOPSA radio for BOPSA. And again, it's the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. Sam has headed that up for several years, and he's worked in tandem with our message out here. And all of our partners, we have many, 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 many partners, as you guys know. You hear me talk about them every day on the show. And I'm just loving what you're doing at I Am Beauty. I really have to say, it doesn't get much better than that, Ms. Adrienne Hinkey. So thank you.
Well, it does get a little bit better because...
Yes,
out of everything that we've shared, the icing on the cake is that Mr. Dr. Carrie Hines has agreed to be our COO and get this train on the track, going down the right track in the right way, and we are very happy to be able to work with him.
Thank you.
In tandem to be the
amazing
one to see.
Absolutely.
We're grateful. We're grateful.
Thank you.
We're grateful.
Thank you.
Miss Adrienne.
Thank you.
Miss Adrienne, let me just say, you have got the right person.
Yes, yes. Yes, we're grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you guys for that. I have to say, it has always been my endeavor to make sure that what you're doing, you do with excellence, as best as you can. I didn't say with perfection, but with excellence. And you just, stay positive. And, you know, as you've heard all the, you know, some say platitudes today, but I think it's more than that. I think it's really from the heart. You really have to walk the walk of the talk that you talk. And that's what I've tried to do my whole life. And I'm grateful. I want to thank my parents as well, and particularly my mom, who this whole business that I created in Hair Radio, it was inspired by my mom and my sisters and Black women everywhere. That's what this whole show is. Not a secret, something we're going to hush up about. But you're the ones who inspired this broadcast. Now, we have grown it to include conversations that include everybody. Nobody's left out.
Definitely inclusive.
It was totally inclusive. And with that connection to, you know, what we're doing out here in the community. And then after meeting these incredible folks, as you've heard me gush over Adrienne and Mr. Charlie, I'm just honored because I want to help them to bring that I Am Beauty to the same level of, you know, commitment to everything in the hair and beauty and community that we've done with Hair Radio. And so all I can say, it's time to roll up your sleeves.
Like T.D. Jakes would say, get ready.
I have to really copy that because that's absolutely right. You know, I rise at 4, sometimes 3, like today.
Wow.
And it's not something I dread or the drudgery or any of that. I have to pretend it is because most people don't understand it. But I happily rise every day early, and I'm grateful for God.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
You have a purpose to fulfill. You can't wait. It's like a kid getting ready to go to the to what we used to call the county fair when I was little. You got to get up every single morning because you're getting up with a purpose. So that's what's driving you to get up. You can't wait until tomorrow morning.
That's exactly correct. And you know something, the response has been incredible.
It's been incredible. We've been needing this kind of talk where, you know, one moment we're laughing, the next minute we're sad, then we're back to laughing again, and then, you know, and then we're thinking and we're being informed and educated and infotained along the way. And
absolutely.
I'm just grateful. It's 800 broadcasts, but it feels like we just got started yesterday. And yeah, and I'm excited. I'm excited to be on board with you guys. And we're going to just, we have some big announcements for I Am Beauty. We'll be talking about that when we return on January the 4th. Okay, Mr. Charlie and Adrian, I'm going to have you guys back as we launch into the
January
new year with our plan. So I also want to shout out. Yes. Well, I saw a little flash from Samantha and Emma, the Black Business, Black Beauty Cultural Association. Got to get it right. They're better known now as Hair Radio Canada. So I want to shout them out up there. Thank you, Samantha. We're going to be getting into a whole lot of wonderful things. Okay. I just want to say thank you. Now I'm going to keep you guys here for 5 seconds. I'm going to bring Keisha. Keisha, I don't know if you can hear me out there. Keisha's I feel poor, awful for Keisha because she is 3,000 miles away. She's all the way out in California. She's in California. So, Keisha, are
hey,
you still
hey.
With us? Hey,
I
Keisha.
Am with you.
Listen,
hey,
you've been listening to the talk this morning. You've heard everybody on. And
everybody,
I just want to say thank you to you. Yes. What's going through your mind right now, Miss Keisha? Keisha McAllister is an incredible stylist. She has a wonderful hair business out in California. So now the part that you're out, you know, I always forget the part of California that you're in. I know it's up north. So you got to tell everybody again.
Yes. I'm in Fairfield. Equidistant between San Francisco and Sacramento. So Fairfield is literally on the way to either place. You know, you have to pass through.
Now, listen, I have to say this because I know folks out there, they're like, hold it. Isn't that the candle lady? No, they sound so much alike. Is it just me? But Keisha sounds a lot like
Blue. No, they do sound alike. I said that myself.
What did you say, Keisha?
And I'm so excited. I said that myself as soon as she spoke. I was like, good night. We sound alike. I hope we're not confused.
Michael, you hear it too with these two. Don't you hear it, Hopkins? Because you also pay attention to every little syllable. Do they not sound alike?
Yeah, they do. They sound exactly alike.
I'm so excited about her candles.
Were they not amazing? Yeah, Blue, she drops in and gives us our little scent. So that's what this is about, the entrepreneurial talk. And so that's why I'm so happy to have all of you guys on a special 800th show. And so on that note with Mr. Charlie Hughes, Adrian Hickey, So I Am Beauty, I'm so excited. And now Carrie Hines, as it was just now. Is that not fantastic?
Congratulations.
Can I give you a cue on that, Carrie?
Yes.
We've already, mantra ourselves as Hickey and Hines. You'll see a lot of emails from us, and what you'll see at the bottom is Hickey and Hughes. So now you're going to see Hickey, Hughes, and Hines, all three H's.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, that's great.
I'm so honored. There are no words.
Coming full circle.
We're just getting started.
Yes,
this is
sounds good to me.
Live.
The
so
on
our 800th broadcast. Yeah. Well, you know what? This is what it's all about. It's about the connections. Now, I have to tell you guys as well. I have some news for you. As if that's not enough. On top of I Am Beauty COO, it is my great honor to bring I Am Beauty to New York for this because February 27th.
Oh,
yeah. February 7th.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, I'm so excited. We have a big, we have a live stage production, a live stage show. So it's all about giving hair information. I have special guests joining me. And when I hit the stage, like I said earlier, trust me, you don't want to miss it. If you think I'm something else on the radio, wait until there's no, you know, leave your cameras at the door, everybody. No recording equipment. We don't want any proof anywhere. And we go in.
That's exciting.
A red carpet.
So awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so excited. And when we come back in January, we have a wonderful lady that you guys kind of got to be introduced to yesterday. She's going to be there to handle our red carpet, so, you know, from 3 to 4. And then 4 o'clock we'll be starting the presentation. So all kinds of speakers and grab, you know, VIP bags and VIP seating and VIP talkers and all of that. So you don't want to miss it. When I do anything in the hair business, you don't want to miss it. So I Am Beauty will be represented. Upskill Magazine will be represented. Upskill Magazine Radio will be represented. Bobsa.org will be represented. And so many other. You know, I could go on and on and on. Not to mention Carapy Distributors. You know, our amazing Carapy Distributors, Royalty Distribution. We have VTR Distributors.
Yeah.
We have our wonderful Dr. Carrie White and her entire company as well. We've got a lot of stuff going on. So we're real happy about that.
Is it Christmas already?
Oh, my.
It feels like it, right? Well, it feels like it. And that's what
yes,
we want. We want to make sure. Oh, yeah. And listen, when I tell you we have some wonderful things that are going on. And I do also want to make sure I shout out to Upskill fans and Upskill Magazine Radio people and Upskill Magazine itself. I'm in their current issue. I've been in every issue this year of Upskill Magazine. My graphics are all around the world, literally. We do printed graphics for everybody as well. So you've seen my work, and you may have not even been realizing you've seen my work. And if that's not enough, I look at the cabinet every time I go in my own whatever little shower or sauna thing I have, and I see my Carapy there. My Carapy. I can't tell you how amazing it feels. So we've just been doing the work.
I'm looking forward to working with this product.
Yes. Well, you are going to be instrumental, Keisha McAllister from out in California, helping us to get this. Yes, and helping us to get this on out to everybody, making sure that folks are properly educated on hair care as well as Carapy, the brand itself. And we have a Carapy College. We have a whole bunch of stuff we're going to be getting into with special webinars and all of that. As we move into IMDb as well. Me too.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yes.
And may I say this? I'm excited about this. IAmBeauty.com. Because there are so many stylists who don't have a plan, and I have been one of them trying to figure out what's next. And
this is so important. So I did
at the right time. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to the Hughes and Hines, the Hines and Hughes. I'm so sorry if I'm saying that incorrectly. But thank you for coming aboard and welcoming Hines and Hickey. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Hickey and Hughes. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
It'll be easy to get it right because we're gonna put it in writing.
Wow.
Hickey, Hughes, and Hines.
And so I'm gonna tell you right now, guys, when we wrap today, Mr. Charlie, Miss Adrian, I will be giving you guys a call right away. We're gonna be going through it this morning. So I'm super excited. We're gonna talk as soon as we wrap today. Now, I have to say thank you. It's a good time to really do that. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a little bit of a refresher break, and then when we come back, we're going to really go through our thank yous, because there's some folks who really need to be thanked today for just making this really special for us. Okay, mm-hmm. Now you guys know I've been really trying to hold it all together today. So let's get on a commercial break. We'll be right back, folks. Just keep it right here. We've got a lot more to come this morning. We've got more to get into. So, all right, stay with us. That's it. We've got our little commercial break on here. All right, Divine Energy, here we go.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
That the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, Purple Barbie, thank you so much. And Purple Barbie, let me just give her a shout out. Purple Barbie does a lot of our announcements out of South Carolina, and she's just been instrumental. She helped me to get started about almost 10 years ago with announcements and all of that on this very broadcast. So thank you so much to PB. Also to one of our other announcers, Angela as well, who's been just incredible. And just a great job. So it's our 800th show today, Friday, December 16th of 2022. It's about 8:43 in the morning here in Brooklyn, New York. My very special guest, of course, we'll be bringing back to the line in just a bit. We've got Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We've got Keisha McAllister joining us from California. So they can hear you guys. And, of course, Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And so this is my morning crew, and we're so happy because Nicole Marie, again, sits on the board down in Water Valley, Mississippi.
Right.
Keisha comes to us from out on the west coast up north, out in California, and I'm just loving it. It's good to have you with us, especially where you are, Keisha, because you're like 3 hours. You're 3 hours behind me here in New York.
Behind,
Nicole
yes.
Marie is 1 hour behind me.
Right.
And Samantha's an hour ahead. We have folks everywhere. And so it's so great to have you guys. Michael Hopkins is down in Virginia. So, Michael, you're in the same time zone with me. And that's a very nice thing as well. Yeah. So it's a
pretty
little
easy
to track, right?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We've been having a very special broadcast today. And I just wanted to make sure that we thank all the folks who have passed through our doors this year. It's been an incredible time. Everybody from the Gorilla School Girl Doctor, remember Dr. Obeng who came back to visit us this year? Yeah. So you guys, that was the biggest hair story in the world last year. And who did Dr. Obeng, the miracle doctor who freed Tessica Brown, whose show did he do? Ours, right here. Right here we had him. And so not only did we have him once, we've been on our show again to come back and give us an update as only the folks. They know when Hair Radio calls, they take my phone calls. Okay,
yes,
that's
do.
How
that's
we roll
great.
Here. Yes.
That's
so I'm so excited. Yeah, so Keisha, it's great to welcome you. You're in great company, in case you hadn't figured it out already.
I figured that out. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being so welcoming, seriously. Thank you.
Oh, well, listen, we mean it from the heart. And I have to say, these folks today, listen, if you just tuned in, oh, boy, you really missed the big announcement. Let me repeat it. Oh, no, I'm not going to repeat it. Let me bring the folks who are my new bosses over at I Am Beauty, the one and only Charlie Hughes and Adrian Hickey, the proprietors of this incredible company. And so, guys, Adrian and Mr. Charlie, what do you want to say? Just repeat that big announcement again, because some folks have just tuned in. So what do you want to tell them about I Am Beauty and the Carrie Hines connection?
Well, we want to tell them that what used to be known as Hickey and Hughes has now turned into Hickey, Hughes, and Hines. And we are delighted to bring on board with us COO that we've been looking for months, and he was right on the phone with us every other day, seems like. And we made a decision to bring him on board as our COO. So he's going to be driving this train down the track and making sure that we're in the right direction, because he has already done it for his company, and we know that he can do it for his second business company now. So welcome aboard.
Well, I look at you guys, and let me just say this. There are no seconds unless you're talking about helping at the table.
Right.
We're all in this together. We're family.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So that's how we do things. That's how we roll.
All about
so
teamwork.
I'm looking forward to the track, I should say. I'm looking forward to I Am Beauty doing some big things, and we're gonna be in this together with Hair Radio, Upscale Magazine, Upscale Magazine Radio, BAFSA.org, all my partners out there who carry our broadcasts and replay our shows, to the wonderful feedback that I've gotten, and the countless hairstylists who have come through these doors, to the celebrities who have been on. I have to say, I want to shout out Melba Moore, who is always a phone call away whenever I need her to be on here or to give me an update. I'm great friends with her folks. Dionne Work people, they stay in touch with me as well. All these folks, they support this broadcast. They support this broadcast.
Great.
So this means a lot.
Such a blessing.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm just protective of the things that are important. And I feel that we were put here to do great work. And I just want to do the best I can do my little part.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
That's all.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
So you guys have been the blessing. So
it feels great to be on the train.
Oh, you really, let me tell you something. And I mean, I'm going to hit press the metal, the pedal against the, I never got to say
pedal
it right.
To the metal.
Press the metal. Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
To the metal.
Well, I am excited. And I have to take a moment to just say thank you to the fans, of course, who I do all this. I have to say, you've been incredible. You've been incredible. You've been absolutely incredible, and I have dedicated my life to this.
It shows.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
It shows. The energy shows. It's felt. It's
thank
heard
you, Adrian.
And it's felt.
Yes,
thank
definitely.
You. And we're just getting going. So the 27th of February will be in New York City with a live stage show. And it's all about hair, beauty, community, of course. I've got special guests. We've got a great opening VIP talkers who will be up talking about their own businesses as well. And I'll be there to, when I tell you, we're going to take you from the hair industry to the community. and I know how to talk, folks. Believe you me. So those tickets, we'll have them. We'll have information on all of that. It'll be out on Eventbrite probably by the weekend. So I'm super excited. I'll tell you what. I'll say we'll keep you guys informed. The way that you stay in touch with us is by making sure that you are registered, HAIRadio.com. Again, that's HAIRadio.com, but it's spelled with one R. So don't go trying to put two R's and you'll never find us. HAIRadio.com. Sign up there. And I think Mr. Charlie and Ms. Adrian, you guys are there. I saw you. I was so happy to see your pictures that we can follow. Everybody listening right now, you can connect with Adrian. You can connect with Mr. Charlie. You can connect with me. You can connect with everybody who's on this very broadcast, because we're all already over there. We're members in our online community, which is all about connecting with everybody. And you can friend everybody.
Yes.
You can read all those articles. There's a big tab that says forum, and that forum unlocks all the articles and all the different group pages that you can click on. And we've got to set up an I Am Beauty community page there, a big group page.
Yes.
So I'll take care of that. So I'm real happy to have you guys with us on all of this, on this incredible journey. So real good stuff.
Yes.
Is that not
thank
exciting?
Thank you for having us.
It
very is.
Exciting.
Thank
absolutely.
You for
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Congratulations.
This, Thank you. Well, it's just the beginning. We're in this together. So yes. I can't stress that
yes.
enough. Yeah, I don't want to be a solopreneur anymore.
No.
Whatever they call it.
Right.
Right. We don't want to be solo out here, anything. We always wanted the connection with everybody. And so I just have to say it's been a wonderful – this year could not have started any better. It could not. Mm. And I have to tell you guys, I was looking, I said, hold it, what? Let me see here. So back on January 4th, I was at show number 649. I was at 649 at the start of this year in 2022. It was a Tuesday. It was my first Tuesday broadcasting this year. And I, as I said, I was at 649. As of today, that's 151 shows ago, and each show being 3 hours. 150.
Wow.
Now, that alone was telling you we had hundreds and hundreds of guests. What's so funny is that, Nicole Marie, do you remember we were chatting yesterday? I think it was off air. And you were like, well, there's so many people. Remember?
Yeah.
I never,
so many people said that.
Nicole Marie, until you said that, I didn't even realize that hundreds and hundreds of people have passed through these doors.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Hundreds.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yes. Well,
but
think
it
about
speaks
it
to
this
the
way.
Passion. Speaks to your passion.
Michael,
Harry,
Michael. Yeah. What did I say, Nicole Marie?
You said 151 shows, but to really put that in perspective, that is 453 hours.
Wow.
That's a lot of time. 453
yes.
hours.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's on air. How about the Nicole Marie was
all the other.
We have meetings.
Yeah.
We do not joke around. We really
don't.
We
put a lot of time and effort into this.
Yes. Everything from the music selection to our topics to our guests. This is not something that we just wake up, roll out of bed and just say, oh, okay, we're on. You guys know, and we take it very seriously. I think you guys are figuring it out.
That is
quite true, Carrie. Yes, we take this very seriously. Quite true.
Yeah. And so, and it's been an incredible thing. So it really has been good. So here's the deal. We're off for 2 weeks. 2 weeks after today. Now, here's how you stay in touch. Please sign up at that online community because we put all kinds of stuff there to keep you abreast. UpscaleMagazineRadio.com is a great way. I'll be putting today's show over there to play at a little later on today. So do go to UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. It broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
So we're so honored, and I'm so grateful to Upscale for allowing me to produce this. Yeah.
Thank you,
so
Upscale Magazine Radio.
Yeah, and us here at Hair Radio, since we put it together.
Right.
That's our little contribution. And also, just incredible folks, I just want to say thank you. I can't even say enough. So 2 weeks we're off. We'll be back on January 4th. Of 2023 from 6 to 9 live.
Wow.
Now, the only other important message I want to get across today is that New Year's Eve, we're doing Dick Clark style. We'll be on starting at 10 p.m. at night, New York time. We'll be doing a countdown on the airwaves. So you don't have to leave your house. You can, and let me tell you something, we do it every year and it is off. It's really great. As they say, it's off the chain because we have a chance to not just play music. We talk. We look back over things. It's such a great, enjoyable, special experience that you have to be part of.
That's
nice. And this year, we're counting down not just New York, when the ball drops. But we're also counting down up in Canada, out on the east coast of Canada. So the folks in Nova Scotia will be doing a countdown a little earlier than our New York countdown. So you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss it. Now, Keisha, you're going to be on. You're going to be on with us. We're having a whole hair radio family. And I'm hoping I Am Beauty will be there as well. I guess I'll be there, so the I Am Beauty will be there too.
Great.
So I'm so excited.
Yes, we will.
And I want
we'll
to say, yes, to all the folks who have helped us along the way, all of our special guest contributors, our announcers, our music, our celebrities, everybody, and the folks who helped me to make Carapy great. Carapy.com is that website. Don't forget that. To our new folks like Keisha and Blue and my incredible on-air team, Michael Hopkins, and Nicole Marie, who has been a godsend. So I thank you. I thank you very much. Okay. This is... I hate to say goodbye because this is it for the year. It really is for our live shows. This is it. So I'll see you back here on Tuesday at 6 in the morning. That'll be a Wednesday, January 4th. We're going to need that extra day. So Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. So that's it. Yes.
We're not going to start singing Carol Burnett song, are we?
Well, actually, we have a sixth degree with Carol Burnett because who do we have? Miss Melba Moore, who was with performing Carol. So, yeah, we're just one person out from everybody. So let's get our outro on. Okay, I want to thank Mr. Charlie Hughes, Adrian Hickey.
I want to thank Keisha. I want to thank Blue. Thank you.
Great job, everybody. You helped make today's show very special. What am I going to do with you guys? All right. Here is our outro. And I have to add I Am Beauty to this wonderful outro. Okay. We'll see you back here next time. Folks, make it a great, great Friday. We just
great,
did.
Great.
Thank you.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book by show host Carrie Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community, and be heard next door and all over America and these exciting places, the Caribbean, Canada, Europe, South America, Australia, Asia, and across the incredible continent of Africa. We are also grateful to our entire advertising family. Find out how you can introduce your products and services to the Hair Radio Morning Show fans who are actually interested in what you're offering. Don't forget that we have a quick and free way to stay connected to your favorite on-air host or program guest. It's our own Hair Radio online community where you can friend and follow others, join your favorite group's own page, all at our website at hairradio.com. Click on the members tab. We're thrilled to have the best on-air hosting team in broadcast and internet radio. It's headed by program creator Carrie Hines with great co-hosts Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community. You can connect with listeners who are next door and all over the world. The Hair Radio Morning Show airs on Blog Talk weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern,
5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central. Stay tuned. We thank our entire advertising family for making this program possible. Don't forget that we have a quick and free way to stay connected to your favorite on-air host or program guest. It's our own Hair Radio online community, where you can friend and follow others, join your favorite group's own page, all at our website at hairradio.com. Click on the Members tab.